Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas and a happy holiday. And we have what I consider to be a very important and a very busy show today. We have some admissions from the feds that they did indeed attempt to entrap some individuals. We have Dr. Fauci's emails clearly showing that there was a concentrated effort to silence the voices of opposing doctors during this pandemic. And we have the CDC basically proving that the whole entire CDC has been politicized. But let's start with the first subject, which is, of course, this FBI entrapment. Because on the last show, we were speaking of the January 6th supposed insurrection. And I told everyone, well, you're going to be called a conspiracy theorist. They're going to tell you you're wearing a tinfoil hat if you say that it's very possible that the feds actually incited some of this so-called insurrection, because it's not an insurrection, actually incited people to move in on the Capitol. Oh, that can't be. Why would they ever do that? Well, I'm going to read you from John Agar from MLive. A situation involving the supposed plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Remember that? Remember whenever, there's a militia group, horrible white supremacists and a militia group were going to kidnap and possibly murder Gretchen Whitmer. They're out of control, these conservative militias. Let me read what he wrote. The defendant said that the FBI and its informants entrapped them and pushed to turn their anger against Whitmer's COVID-19 response into a crime. They said there was no conspiracy, no actual plan to kidnap the governor at all. The government picked up what they knew would be a sensational charge, conspiracy to kidnap the governor, an attorney wrote in a brief filed to the U.S. District Court on Christmas Day. See, they did this on Christmas Day to avoid all of the news and everything else. This is going to be quietly swept under the table. When the government was faced with evidence showing that the defendants had no interest in plot, it refused to accept failure and continued to push its plan. Eventually, the government initiated this case despite the fact that it knew there was no plan to kidnap, no operational plan, and no details about how a kidnapping would occur or what would happen afterwards. Federal prosecutors have not yet responded to the filing. The defense attorneys also said that because the government overreached and committed serious acts of misconduct against defendants who had repudiated the government's suggested wrongdoing, the defense can establish entrapment as a matter of law. Defendants are Brandon Michael Ray Cesarda of Canton, Michigan, Barry Croft Jr. of Beat, Delaware, Adam Fox of Wyoming, Michigan, Caleb Franks of Waterford, and Daniel Harris of Lake Orion. Now, let me read a little bit more. In all, 14 men with alleged ties to the Wolverine Watchmen militia had been arrested since early October 2020 on state and federal charges. Attorneys for federal defendants have attacked the credibility of three FBI special agents, including an ex-special agent named Richard Trask II. The former lead investigator who filed the original criminal complaint. Trask 40 pleaded no contest earlier this month in Kalamazoo County Circuit Court to aggravated assault, a misdemeanor, in an attack on his wife. Defense attorneys have also been critical of an informant known as Dan, who was paid $54,000 including $6,000 in expenses. The attorneys who claim entrapment of their clients said the U.S. Supreme Court had determined government agents may not originate a criminal design, implant in an innocent person's mind the disposition to commit a criminal act, and then induce commission of that crime so that the government may prosecute. Now, here's what the FBI agent said out of their own mouth. The defendant showed reluctance or outright refusal when the subject of kidnapping the governor came up. An FBI special agent testified that there was a negative reaction when Fox, the alleged leader of the group, talked about kidnapping. In this case, the undisputed evidence, as demonstrated in a 44-page statement already submitted to the court, establishes that the government agents and their informants concocted, hatched, and pushed this from the beginning. Doing so, again, the defendant explicitly repudiated their plan. So what do you call that? What is it that you call that? When the government decides we are going to concoct a crime. We're going to approach different groups and say, we have a plan to kidnap the governor. And this group says, yeah, well, we're not going to help. That's crazy. Well, yeah, but oh, we got to do something. We really have to. Think about it, please. One of the agents went so far as to say, I have an untreated hernia, which is life-threatening, and I don't have the money to get it done. And perhaps somehow there was a plot to get some money, extortion, I don't know what it was. This will help me. I might die without it. You're playing on the sympathies of people. This is how far the government will go to entrap you. I want you to ask yourself why federal agents and informants were told to go out and formulate a plan, the governor, to see if anybody would go along with it. It wasn't that they stumbled upon a plan. See, that's what they'll have you believe. Well, the FBI was scouring through the cyber world, and they found this horrible militia group who had a plan. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They concocted a plan, pretended to be part of some group, and tried to actually recruit people actively online. So is it such a far stretch then that there would be feds out there on January 6th saying, let's see if we can get people who are really riled up and really aggravated at this point? And some would say rightfully so. Can we use their anger, that moment when everybody is so upset and nerves are on the razor's edge, can we use that moment to get a small handful of these people who might not really be thinking clearly to follow us? Because you know, if just a few of us go in, well, then people will follow thinking, oh, well, I guess people are going in. I guess we're allowed to do this. Let's just go in. Like the blue-haired grandma who was taking pictures and selfies and things, right? Like the mother and daughter who were going in, just looking around. See, that's what they counted on. They counted on if we're able to bust the doors down or let the police let us in, other people will follow, and they'll all be called insurrectionists. But who started that idea? Whose original idea was it to let me organize a group of people to go into the Capitol on that day, in that moment? Who was it? Well, I gave you the name, and I told you that he has worked in the past with the government. He was at least one of them, because we got him on video. We got him on video saying, we have to storm the Capitol. We have to make our voices heard. Who's with me? We all got to go to the Capitol. People are pointing their fingers at him, yelling, Fed, Fed, Fed. No, no, no. The smart ones. Smart ones. Then there probably were a few people who were in the heat of the moment who said, oh, maybe this is the best thing, and they weren't clearly thinking. I'm not suggesting every single person who was in that Capitol was a plant, I'm sure there were some Trump supporters who went in there. And it was ill-conceived, but who conceived it? Now, when I suggested that it was possibly the feds and that they were actually the ones who concocted the plan to see if anyone would go along with it, oh boy, conspiracy theory 101. Here goes Marcus, put on the tinfoil hat. Let's talk about Bigfoot and Mothman next, right? Except that's exactly what happened in the plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, which did not exist until the FBI made it up. This would be like somebody just literally calling the show and saying, hey, Marcus, you want to rob a bank? And I say, no, that's insane. I'm not going to rob a bank. And then he just keeps calling saying, how about, come on, rob a bank. I'm in desperate need of money and I need your help. And I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. And I say, that's okay because I got you on tape actually talking to me about robbing a bank. So now you're a conspiracy to rob a bank. No. I've clearly told you you're nuts. I've clearly told you I'm not doing it. Not good enough. You were talking to somebody about it. That's good enough. That's what the government has. Now, I'm not suggesting that the entire FBI has been weaponized as a political arm, but I'm telling you that there are higher-ups in that organization that are. And they were deathly afraid that there may be a legitimate call to re-examine this election. And that means they're probably afraid of what you might find. Because, folks, let's just think about this clearly. If one side did nothing wrong, nothing at all, and the other side said, yes, you did, oh, you cheated, you this, you that, you the other thing, then the first thing you'd say is, hey, man, look at anything you want to look at. Examine it sideways and upside down. And all you're going to do is make a complete fool out of yourself because we did nothing wrong. Instead, you say, no, we're holding back all the evidence. No, you don't get to look at this. No, we won't discuss this. No, we won't turn over this. No, we won't show this. Why? Instead, what you did is you sent feds into a crowd on January 6th to try to incite an insurrection, or what you deem an insurrection. And you did do that. I mean, it's pretty clear. Why would you do that? Unless you had something to hide. Anyway, folks, I think that's very solid proof of this Gretchen Whitmer case shows you beyond a shadow of a doubt that the government will do this. They were looking for a headline, folks. People are asking me, well, why would they do it? What do they care? Or Gretchen Whitmer, what do they care? Well, there were all kinds of riots and things going on, and of course the COVID-19 restrictions were driving people crazy, and they needed a distraction. They needed something. They needed that boogeyman, and the boogeyman was going to be strong-arm white supremacist militia people so desperate that they would kidnap a sitting governor. They needed something to change the headlines. That is, you don't get to make up a crime. If I'm a police officer, I don't get to say to you, I think we should rob a bank and bother you every single day. Come on, you know you need the money. Come on, that's covered by insurance. No innocent person's going to lose their money because they're all covered by insurance. It's just going to be these big-wig bankers. Don't you hate these big-wig bankers? It's free money. No one's going to catch you. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. And when the person repeatedly says no, 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 and you're crazy, I then turn to my cohorts and say, I've had several conversations with this guy about robbing a bank. And you say, okay, well, then he's being arrested for conspiracy to rob a bank. Incorrect. Incorrect. It's disgraceful. I'll be embarrassed. Every single person in this country should be embarrassed. The FBI should be embarrassed. Now, I know there's people out there saying, well, what about the agents that go online and pretend they're underage kids and things? That's different because they let the person talk to them. In other words, if you put out a thing, say, I'm looking to rob a bank, anybody in, and five or six people say, I'm in, I'm in, I'm in, well, then they're in. Then they are criminals. They are conspiring to rob a bank. But you don't get to pretend you're a 14, 15-year-old girl and the guy says, oh, you're way too young for me. Well, but please, I really like, no, you're way too young for me. No, no, please don't contact me anymore. No, no, no. Then you don't go to the house and arrest the guy for talking to the girl, right? Because he clearly said no. These guys clearly said no. The FBI agents admitted it. Oh, they won't, you know what they say? Well, there was a negative reaction. Well, what do you mean a negative reaction? Please explain a negative reaction. Because a negative reaction could be like, I don't know to think about that, but that seems a little extreme. Or a negative reaction could be, are you effing crazy? I'm not doing that. What does it matter? What did this take? And it was a little stronger than a negative reaction. Yet here they all are charged with it. And now on Christmas Day, when you think nobody's looking, everybody slips by the, well, maybe we're just going to drop this whole thing. It doesn't really seem like we have a very good case. No, it doesn't, does it? It seems like you lied. You made it up. And once we can establish that you would do that, why would you think that January 6th would be any different? Why would you think that would, oh, they would never do that? Why? I've just read you an entire article where they basically admitted they did it. There were negative reactions when we approached these people. Then why are they being charged? It's outrageous. We can't stand for this anymore. This kind of stuff has to be aired, and the American people have to hear it. And I'm not just talking about Republicans and conservatives either. Americans have to hear this. Because I got news for you. If they do it to us, they'll do it to you too. It's not like, oh, well, conservatives, you know, we're just going to destroy them. Well, who knows? Maybe when the Republicans get in, they'll try to do the same thing. And then what? So you better understand that it's time right now that we take a good, hard look at this and say, no, this is not acceptable. We're not doing this. In the meantime, folks, some emails have surfaced, some more emails from our good friend Dr. Fauci, who decided it's perfectly okay to torture beagle puppies to death and torture monkeys to death, despite the fact that's illegal and he's not in any jail that I know of. He's not facing any charges that I know of. They were literally raising beagles, raising them for this purpose. Anyway, emails have surfaced where certain people contacted Dr. Fauci saying, oh, there are some prominent virologists and other people who are saying what we really should do during this pandemic is to isolate the vulnerable and the sick and allow the other people to just go on with their lives. We can't have this. You have to get out there immediately and you and some other people and debunk this and totally drive this underground. We can't have this. So what did Dr. Fauci, the man who is science, what did he say? Because I know that if I'm a scientist and somebody says that to me, I say, well, they're entitled to their opinion and let everybody take a look at it. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. But I mean, they're entitled to their opinion. They're virologists too. Let's have a good old-fashioned talk about why I think this is wrong. Maybe I'll go on a debate with them and say this is why I feel it's wrong and this is why you feel it's right. No, that's not what they did. You know what they did? Everyone that got one of those letters wrote back saying, okay, this is what I said. This is how I buried them. Ah, well, that's very interesting. That's very interesting. So basically, you took it upon yourself to say no opposing voices shall be heard. That's science? You're the man who claims you are science. What is science if not attempting to disprove a theory? That's what science is. You come up with a theory. I think this. Now let me try to disprove that, because I'm a man of science, and that's what science does. And if any other scientists come up with, no, I can disprove that, and we can take a look at it, and you can, good, because then we're heading forward to learning. This was never about learning. This was about one opinion, one plan, one way it was going to go, and anyone who opposed it in any way, shape, or form had to be silenced. And these emails prove that that was the plan. Anyone within the sound of my voice who takes anything that that little Napoleonic dictator has to say seriously, you must be insane. You must be insane. If that man told me the grass is green, I would have to go out there with a magnifying glass to make sure. He has done nothing but lie. He has done nothing but prove that he's a political animal and a political pundit above being a scientist or a doctor or whatever the hell he claims to be. And he has done nothing but give misinformation, change his mind constantly, and then claim, well, I am science. Science changes. Oh, science changes. So when other scientists say, you're wrong, here's what we should do, you shut them down. And not only do you shut them down, you help lead an actual conglomerate of people to shut them down, calling them a fringe bunch of virologists. Why are they a fringe bunch of virologists? Because you say so? I'm not listening to anything you have to say. You're the same guy who was saying, well, masks are absolutely unnecessary. And emailing your friend back who says, should I be wearing a mask? Saying, no, it's okay. They don't really do very much. Then going, weeks later on television saying, maybe we should wear two. You phony baloney. When the real Dr. Anthony Fauci comes out, and he's going to. Because you see, you know how these people reveal themselves, folks? It's almost like, let me explain something, and I'm not trying to compare him to a serial killer. I'm not going to go that far. But I once read a book by an FBI profiler on serial killers, and he said, if you were a serial killer, and you just killed one person, and you were a normal person who never did anything wrong, you never had any record, you went out into four states away, picked up a hitchhiker in the middle of nowhere, murdered her, and left her in the woods for dead, I'm never going to find you. I'm never going to find you. If you never kill again, I'm never going to find you. The chances are so remote because there's not even any reason to suspect anyone. But when you do it again, then I'm going to get you because you're starting to establish a pattern. Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci is like that serial killer in the sense that his ego will not allow him to just shut up. He has to be in the limelight. He has to be on every news organization. He has to be on every single show saying this and that and blah, blah, blah. And eventually his words catch him. Eventually we get to see the real Fauci. He exposes himself. If Fauci hadn't have been on every television show in the world, did you think this ever would come to light, that he was running a puppy mill for express purposes of torturing these animals to death, supposedly for a scientific study that is almost irrelevant and really not necessary? You think that would ever come to light? No. We'd have never known about that. You think we'd have ever had to confiscate his emails and find out that he was lying to people about mask wearing, that he was telling people that they had to shut down opposing voices and leading a campaign to do that? No. But his ego won't let him just fade into the sunset. Will not allow it. So the more he talks, God bless him, let him talk. I'm not like the left. You know what? Get him on every show. Because the more he talks, the more he exposes himself as the phony that he truly is and the demented little dictator that he wants to be. His time is up, and he's going to expose himself further. You wait and see. My prediction for 2022 is that the people will see a very different Anthony Fauci. And these same people, if you remember, CNN and MSNBC, who were all over the news with that ridiculous lawyer that was handling a stripper's lawsuit against Donald Trump, saying he should run for president. He's such an honorable man. He's wonderful. He's amazing. He just gives me chills every time he's on the show. Then we find out he's an extortionist. He's a wife beater. And all kinds of other things. And everybody's, Well, you're going to find out about Anthony Fauci. You're going to find out, not that he's an extortionist or a wife beater, you're going to find out if the judges and all you who were so happy to get on CNN and MSNBC and say, I'm a Fauci groupie. Yes, a news anchor actually said that. Actually said that. Should be fired immediately. I'm a Fauci groupie. He's so wonderful. Wait. You just wait. Because you're going to find out. And it ain't going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty at all. And now the CDC has actually rebuked a lot of what they had said to begin with, proving, by the way, that the CDC is running completely political. Has nothing to do with health anymore. They're taking their notes from politics and everything else. At first, if you were even exposed for 1 second to someone who has COVID, you need to isolate yourself for 14 days. You need a negative COVID test before you go back to work. You need this. You need that. You need to stand on your head and do jumping jacks. Now they're saying, if you're asymptomatic, 5 days. 5 days. 5 days. We shut the whole world down. The whole world was shut down. And now we find out the CDC says, if you're asymptomatic, 5 days. And don't let them blame this on, Omicron is a lot weaker. It's more contagious, but it's not as deadly. So that's why we're changing it. No, that's not why you're changing it, because you don't even know what variant a person might have. Maybe they have the Delta. Maybe they have the original. You don't know. What, is Delta gone now? Delta's no longer in existence right now. Is that what you're saying? So if I was to get, God forbid, I was to get COVID, and I'm asymptomatic, you say it's only 5 days. How about if it's Delta? Oh, Delta's terrible. Okay, well, then you give me the same rules for Delta as Omicron. So I know you're full of shit. It could have always been 5 days. Always could have been 5 days. Now the left are all mad about that too. They're saying this is because of the actual airport industry and oh my God, they're going crazy over it, and they put a lot of pressure on the CDC. We want back to 14 days. The left are insane. I want you to understand that, because I get a lot of people who call me up or talk to me and say, don't you think that really everybody just wants what's best for the country? I used to. I remember when Democrat did. I had harsh differences of opinion with Democrats, but I never doubted that they wanted what was best for the country. I just doubted that what they wanted actually would turn out to be the best for the country. This is a whole new ball field. These are not Democrats. This is what I'm trying to tell you for I don't know how long. You may still have a handful of Democrats, like Joe Manchin and a few others, floating around in the Democratic Party, but the vast majority of them are not Democrats. They are Marxists. They are communists. They are socialists. They do not want what's best for the country. They do not like the country. They want to tear the country down and reimagine it as a whole different country. That would be like saying, I love my house, but my house needs paint. The paint is peeling, and we need some repairs. And someone says, well, I think it would look really nice in a mint green. And someone else says, well, I actually think it would look nice in a darker color. Well, at least they want what's best for your house. But if someone came along and said, I'm tearing it the fuck down, and I'm building one that I want, what would you say? Well, that's what they're doing. That's what the Democratic Party is doing, folks. They want these restrictions to last forever because they are enjoying this. They understand that they can control all the narrative they need to control if they have full control over you and you live your life in fear. They also understand that when all of these restrictions go away and you're free to mingle and you're free to talk and you're free to do what you want to do, people are going to snap out of this fear that they're in and say, what the hell are you talking about? Now, I know people who quarantined for 14 days, some more than that because they were so afraid. Some people who couldn't work, couldn't travel, couldn't do whatever, and now they're basically being told, yeah, well, that was really for nothing. 5 days would have been enough. Oh, nice. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's all political at this point. I watched in New York City police officers, and believe me, if there's anyone who defends the police more than me, I don't know who they are. I don't know who they are. I have several friends who are police officers who I absolutely respect to the nth degree for the service that they did. But when you have New York City police officers standing over a five-year-old child in an Applebee's restaurant, demanding to see his papers before he gets to eat, while the child is crying hysterically in fear, you are living in Nazi Germany. And I am not going to allow the police to get away with that either, any more than I would allow a Nazi soldier to say, well, I'm taking a five-year-old to the gas chamber. You know what the hell you're doing. If I was a New York City police officer and I was told you got to demand papers from a five-year-old child before they can be served at a restaurant, I would say, yeah, no, thank you. I don't think I'll be taking that call. And if I do take that call, I'm not doing that. It's unconstitutional, and I refuse to do it. If I lose my job, I lose my job. That's the way the chips fall. But you're not going to get me to do something that I know is morally incorrect just because it's a mandate. You were told to do it. Well, that's what the Nazi soldiers were told to do, too. And what was their excuse during the Nuremberg trials? We were just following orders. We didn't do this on our own. It's not like we concocted this. We were just doing what we were told. Stop doing what you're told. When you know what you're doing is wrong, stop doing what you're told. How about if they told you to go in there and arrest that five-year-old boy? How about if they told you you need to take him away from his parents because his parents do not have him vaccinated, and that makes them abusive parents? Are you going to take that five-year-old child away? Is that what you're going to do? New York City police officers, is that what you're going to do? You're going to pull your cruiser in there and saying your child is being separated from you? Oh, I thought the liberals didn't want that. I thought the liberals went nuts when, oh, a child is being separated from his family. When half the time it wasn't even their family. It was some coyote that was running them over there, probably for sex trafficking. And we were just trying to make sure there was some kind of connection between kid and said family. Oh, but you'll rip a kid out of his parents' arms and say, this kid needs to go. He's not vaccinated. And the liberals, they're fine with that. They're just fine with that. This is dangerous times we're living in, folks. Because the one thing that this country has always been able to do is establish freedom of thought and freedom of expression. And when I see emails clearly saying we need to shut down free speech from these scientists and these virologists, we need to shut it down. When I see social media platforms banning people for just smallest little thing of saying inflation's out of control, I begin to see that you're trying to control the narrative. You're trying to take words out of our mouth. You're trying to silence our voices. And that's not America. That's a different country. That's the country you imagine, you liberals imagine we should be living in, because you think it's always going to be your words that get heard. But you're in for a rude awakening, because if the powers that be ever really do achieve what they're looking to achieve, your words are next. And then you know what you're going to do? You're going to come crying to your conservative friends saying, I was so dumb, I didn't understand. You better understand now. Because if you tell me there's one person on this face of this earth that supports going into a restaurant and ordering a five-year-old child to show papers before he gets served in a restaurant, you need some psychiatric counseling. Because you have lost your ability to rationalize. And that's what they want. That's why they want you living in fear, because they know fear controls you. Some people are so scared. What happens if my family gets it? What happens if I get it? What happens if I spread it to my child? Oh, my God, I can't even leave my house. That's how they want you. Now, again, let me reiterate. I'm not trying to belittle COVID. I know how many people COVID killed. I'm not dumb. And I know it can be dangerous, very dangerous. I also know that it has a 99.5% or 7% survival rate, and I also know that the vast majority of people that get it that aren't over 70 with pre-existing conditions are going to be just fine. Now, substitute the word COVID for pneumonia. If you get pneumonia and you're in your 70s and you have pre-existing conditions, you're in a lot of trouble. You're in a lot of trouble. But I don't see anybody saying, oh, my God, the pneumonia's around. Now, where I live, I'm upstate of New York. People are not, they're just not obeying. There are stores that say, we require you to wear a mask. And people are like, F you. You go in there, 50-50. And yes. Some people with masks are yelling at the people without masks, and some people without masks are yelling at the people with masks. But guess what's not happening? People aren't dropping dead. So little by little, some of these people who have worn masks for 2 straight years are saying, that's funny, my neighbor never really did, and he's not dead. He's not sick. I've worn this mask for 2 years. Some people are coming out of their funk. And some people are beginning to realize maybe some of the things that we panically did weren't necessary after all. Maybe they were just panic-induced, or worse, maybe they were politically induced. I just received in a mail today a questionnaire saying, do you think that the COVID-19 vaccine should be part of the vaccines that all school children must get, just like they have to get 6 or 7 other vaccines and proven vaccines? The answer would be no. Why would that be a no, you ask, Marcus? Well, I'll tell you why. Because all of those other vaccines have been tested and tested and tested for as many more years than I've been alive. More years than I've been alive. This COVID vaccine has not. Prominent doctor, not some fly-by-night kook. I heard a prominent doctor say the FDA approval of the vaccine is a lie. It is still an experimental vaccine. What they did was they gave it this sort of, yes, we approve it for emergency use type thing. It's not been fully tested. It's not been fully vetted. When it is, let's say 3 or 4 years from now, and COVID is still around, somebody says, should we add that to the list? And we say, well, we've basically exhausted all kinds of tests on this, and we've redone the vaccine, and the rate of side effects are 0.0001. Then I might say, yeah, why not? Seems harmless. Well, you know. Nobody's really having any adverse side effects from it, and it seems like they've worked out all the bugs, and, you know, if it keeps you safe, why not? But not now. This thing has still not been fully vetted out to be 100% safe, so why should I say yes to that? And then, should we also require vaccine passports? Are you kidding? Are you honestly kidding me? Do you know how many people that are fully vaccinated, even though they keep changing that definition every day, are still getting COVID? And don't let them tell you for one moment, well, yes, it's true, you can still get COVID with this vaccine. However, it'll be so mild because the vaccine makes it much more mild. So even if you get it, you don't have any worries about hospitalization. Well, that's funny, because studies show that it's basically the same rate of hospitalization among the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Basically the same amount. So I think you better realize that we're not going to get rid of this by simply vaccinating everyone. Not going to happen. And I think you need to ask yourself some hard questions, like why weren't all other forms of possible cures or preventatives being allowed to be tested? Why just the vaccine? See, I've never heard of that. I've never heard of any ailment where it's this medicine or nothing. It's the vaccine or nothing. Why? I don't care if somebody tells me a Snickers bar works. Well, find out. Does it? It doesn't? Okay, the guy's an idiot. It does? Oh, well, that's a hell of a lot easier than taking a vaccine. At least you can try it. But when you have experts saying, I can guarantee you beyond a shadow of a doubt that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine does not work, and then you have another one who's just as educated and just as prominent a virologist saying, bullshit, they both work, we got a problem. Because somebody's wrong. And rather than to automatically say, perhaps it's the guy who's saying they work, why don't we say, perhaps it's the guy who's saying they don't? Why does all error have to be on the side of the vaccine? It's a vaccine or nothing. Well, that's very interesting, because what happens if they're wrong? The vaccine does not seem to be working all that well. So why aren't we exploring all kinds of different things? Ask yourself that question. Well, maybe a fourth booster, a fifth booster, a sixth booster. How many boosters? Oh, the definition of fully vaccinated is now changing, just like the left changes the definition of everything, right? Pretty soon it's, well, nobody's fully vaccinated until you've got your 856th booster. In the meantime, while you're saying the vaccine is at least somewhat effective, can we not be working on other things? Can we not be doing a heavy study into hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin and every other thing that they say works? Why would I reject anything? If a scientist came to me and says, I think that common aspirin works if you cut it with this, why should I say, oh, you must be a mad scientist, I don't want to hear from you? If you have some credentials, why wouldn't I say, well, let's take a look at that. If we can find something that's much easier and much more acceptable to the American public, that would be awesome. Why are we rejecting that? Isn't that what science is? Apparently not. Apparently science is only Dr. Fauci. And no one else. If you question him, you're questioning science. Well, that's funny, because there's an awful lot of virologists and scientists who are questioning him. And it's also funny because that is the objective of science, is to constantly be questioned and second-guessed. So what have we learned here, folks? We've learned that our government's top agencies, FBI, CIA, are being utilized by a political party to organize crimes that will benefit their ideology and their political motivations. That's communism. Exactly what that is. We have learned that Dr. Fauci in correlation with several other people, actually collaborated to silence the voices of virologists and doctors and scientists who were saying as early as April of 2020, this is wrong. We're not doing this right. We have to protect the vulnerable, the elderly, and obviously isolate the sick, but we cannot quarantine the healthy. Cannot have this. We cannot let this. The actual email said, this is picking up steam. This is starting to pick up steam. What do you mean pick up steam? That's an interesting choice of words. Pick up steam means more people are believing it and more people are saying, yes, that's right. If more people are saying, yes, that's right, maybe if you're a real scientist, you'd say, well, that's an interesting thing. Then maybe we should investigate that and see if perhaps that is right. You don't shut it down. Why would you shut it down? Unless you have political motivations for shutting it down. Or financial motivations for shutting it down. And now we've learned that the CDC guidelines, for the very most part, are bull crap. Let me explain something to you. I know people who tested positive for COVID. They're not very sick. Some of them weren't sick at all. But they tested positive. And when they ask these people, when these people ask their doctors, well, what variant do I have? You know what they were told? You're not allowed to know. You're not allowed to know what you have? Why? And when asked, well, do you know what I have? Is it possible for you to know what we have? Yes, but we're not allowed to tell you. Oh, why? I mean, it's your body. What do you mean you're not allowed to tell me what I have? Those are exact words. And I didn't hear this from just one person or two people. I heard this from several people who made it a point to tell me, do you know that they won't tell you what variant you have if you test positive? And they claim it's the law that they're not allowed to? Wow. How much are you going to stand for? Apparently quite a bit, because I still hear people saying, we should go back to lockdowns and we should go back to everybody's got to work from home. And we should go back to that, and everybody has to wear masks and football helmets and saran wrap. And you know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing people who finally have had enough. You know, I went into a local, I don't want to call it a dollar store because it's not, but it's like a budget store. And I remember about April or May of 2020, they had hand sanitizer in there. For $11 a bottle. $11. Decent sized bottle, but it's $11. You know how much they're charging now? Five for a dollar. Five for a dollar. Because people just said, this is bull. We're not buying it. And all of a sudden, the whole focus was off your hands, right? It's, oh, well, don't touch your face and don't make sure you wear gloves. Where did that go? Where did those restrictions go? Everybody knows, airborne virus or not. You say, well, it's airborne. It's transferred that way. Well, how about if somebody sneezes onto a product and then you touch the product and then you rub your eye? How come? How come all those restrictions are going away? They just quietly vanished. It went from you must wear a mask and you must wear gloves and you must sanitize your hands to, hey, you don't really need the sanitizer and you don't really need to wear the gloves. Oh. And pretty soon it's going to be, I didn't really need to wear the mask either. We kind of thought, see, they backed themselves into a corner now. Because I think deep down in their minds, most people realize the masks really don't work much. The viral particles are just way, way too small. But they backed themselves into a corner. What are they going to tell the people? You know, when you were wearing those masks for 2 years? Well, guess what? You're going to get a kick out of this. It really wasn't necessary. And then people are going to be pissed. So they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to wake up from your fear and say, I just don't think this. And when they don't have that control over you anymore, through that fear, watch what happens. Dangerous times, folks, when you're not allowed your own medical information. Five-year-olds are being asked for papers. Scientists are suppressing other scientists' voices. And the FBI are coming up with actual crimes and trying to recruit people to help them commit the crime that they created. Can you imagine? The chat room was saying, well, I've never heard of such a thing that they won't allow you to know your own information. Check into it. It's the truth. Now, I don't know if it's every state. I live in New York State, but I'm telling you, in New York State, you can be diagnosed with COVID, and if you ask what variant, they will tell you. We are not allowed by law to tell you. So here's the thing I want you to ask yourself. Why? Wouldn't it be better if you knew? Oh, I have the Omicron. That's a hell of a lot weaker, so it probably isn't going to get any worse, and I don't really have to worry too much. Thank you. Good God, thank you. Or no, I have Delta. How come you can't know? How come you can't know? It's your body. And when the people I know asked, how come, the reply they all got was, it's the law. Which, once again, is no excuse. See, this is the thing that bothers me. If you're going to do something that you know is wrong, you can't hide behind, well, that's what I'm told to do. You just can't do it. Charles Manson told a whole bunch of people to go to the houses of people and kill them. Charles Manson went to jail for saying that. He didn't kill anybody. And so did the people who went along with it. They didn't say, well, that's what I was told to do. I was only following orders. Go watch the Nuremberg trial. See how many people say I was only following orders. If you're a police officer listening to the sound of my voice and you would only follow orders and go into a restaurant and demand a crying, scared, petrified five-year-old present to you papers that he is vaccinated or he will be removed from the restaurant, you need to find another job because you no longer have a soul. Because as much as I believe in law enforcement, if I got that call, I would say, yeah, no. That's not happening. Now, the least they could have done, see, some police are hiding behind this. Let me tell you what some are hiding behind. They're saying, it's not a vaccine mandate. You're trespassing. The restaurant doesn't want to serve you, and they don't have to serve you for any reason. They can refuse service for any reason, and they've just decided that they don't want to serve you. So you're trespassing, and you have to leave. If those police officers went in there and said to that family, excuse me, this restaurant has chosen not to serve you, it doesn't really matter what their reason is. They're a privately owned business, and they've chosen not to serve you. I personally disagree with what they're doing, but they're a business. They can do what they want. So I have to ask you to leave because they're saying you're trespassing because they've asked you to leave and you won't. Then I would say, okay, but when you go in and say you can stay, as long as you have papers, that's a whole different ball game, folks. That's a whole different ball game. Not the same thing at all. If I was a cop, the first one I would do, and I'd be very nice to the family and say, I think these guys are being assholes. But what can I tell you? Property, and they don't want you on it. But I wouldn't go in and say, you're perfectly welcome to stay as long as you can prove you have papers. Are you kidding? You know the last people who had to present papers to be able to move freely in the world? Go do your history. This is absurd. Absolutely absurd behavior. Portions of this is just control through fear. Because people see this, you see. So you're in the restaurant, and you see a five-year-old being hauled out in his family. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. I better tell my folks to go get the vaccine. I better go tell my family who's reluctant to get the vaccine. I better tell them. I don't want this to happen to my family. This was a horrible scene. So my sister, I better tell her, you better get you and your family vaccinated. That's what they want. That's what they want. Because it's the vaccine or nothing. There's no other cure. That's what they're saying. By the way, a vaccination, obviously, this is not a cure. It's not even that much of a preventative. It may reduce your symptoms. Maybe it doesn't. Depends on the individual. But we know that fully vaccinated people can still get it and still spread it. So what's that vax paper do for me? Does it prove you're safe? You can't get it from me. No. Does it prove you're safe? You can't get it at all. No. It doesn't prove anything. It's just compliance at this point. What about people who just have natural immunity? What about people who have serious illnesses who were told by their doctors, you really probably shouldn't take this vaccine? What are they? Did they just have to stop living now? The roof is going to come off of this. And when it does, I'm afraid it's going to be really, really ugly. Just remember who warned you ahead of time. Remember who was the tin foil hat conspiracy theorist when I suggested it was remotely possible that the government had encouraged what they're calling an insurrection. Remember who was called a tin foil hat conspiracy theorist. Remember who told you, I don't think the masks work, because I've talked to a lot of people via email and things who are virologists who said the particles are too small, they really don't work that well. Maybe 5-10%, maybe that at the most. Folks, you have to question everything. Blind compliance is not an option. We have somebody in the chat room saying that all parties are exploiting the American people. Yeah, to a degree. Yes, to a degree. You're absolutely right. But out with the old and in with the new. I mean, at some point, people are going to have to question everything. That's why I'm saying question everything. If you listen to this show on a regular basis, I question the Republicans and conservatives on a regular basis. I have no more use for Mitch McConnell than I do for Chuck Schumer. But the American people have to do this. The American people have to question both sides. The American people have to hold both people's feet to the fire. But right now, the enemy, if you want the enemy right now is, in fact, the liberal far left, because they don't want a country at all. They want a different America, and it's not one you're going to want to live in.